Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planets, Tuesday, the 1st of September. Sun is in Virgo, ruled by Mercury. Planets are talking about...
Touchy-touchy.
And those planets.
Mercury, ideas, ruler of Virgo, supporting Pluto, leverage, transformation, plus a full moon.
Okay.
The last full moon of the astrological year. All right, if you wish for someone to hear you without becoming wounded, taking it personally, having a flashback to that time in class or home or life when they were singled out as the troublemaker, the real culprit having ducked or assumed a demeanor of angelic innocence, or triggering some other grudge they've been nursing for so long it is the approximate size of a continent, wait for a while. In addition, information that appears unexpectedly, can you say conversation stopper, could prove to be extremely useful once you recuperate from the packaging and or delivery vehicle. One strategy note, ask probing questions and stick around long enough to get the full story. You don't want to be out the door to deal with the situation before the messenger has finished his or her presentation. Lastly, endeavor to roll with any random changes to various arrangements, even if the very idea goes against your grain, sets your teeth on edge, challenges your inner harmony, etc. Behind every disruption or change of plan is an even better situation, although this will only become apparent after the fact, and you quite naturally prefer to have this sort of guarantee in writing or engraved in stone.
Okay, signs particularly affected by Mercury supporting Pluto and the full moon.
Virgo, Scorpio, Capricorn, Pisces, Cancer, Leo. Let's throw everybody in.
Okay, yeah. And if one's birthday, 1st of September?
You should certainly be optimistic about your prospects and confident about the viability of your endeavors. With this amount of powerful planetary activity on your birthday, you are hands down going to make a statement this year, although it falls to you to ensure that it's the kind of statement that ends up in a family magazine rather than on the front page of the Inquirer.
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.